Make Space, A Minimalist's Guide to the Good and the Extraordinary, written by Regina Wong and read by Willow Nash. The fact that you are reading this book points to a need for more happiness, more mental and emotional well-being, more clarity and control over your life's purpose and greater fulfillment. Contrary to general belief, the meeting of these needs lies not so much in adding more to your life, but rather in having less. Most of us have been programmed to think that in order to be happier and make the most out of our life, we need to have more money, more possessions, more gadgets, more friends, bigger houses and cars, bigger job titles. The list of bigger and is better goes on. If this were indeed the case, we should be talking about making more money, consuming more, aiming for the next big promotion, and singing the praises of retail therapy. Doing all of these give us a little high, but before long, a feeling of emptiness and dissatisfaction sets in once more, and we look again to having even more as the route to happiness. The cycle repeats itself. The high moments get shorter and more stuff is needed to sustain them and satiate us. Greater wealth, material consumption and choices have not made us any happier compared to our grandparents' time, when people owned and owed less. Rather than rising levels of well-being, we have seen mounting credit card debt and increasing numbers of self-storage facilities to house the things that we compulsively buy. Compared with their grandparents, today's young adults have grown up with much more affluence, slightly less happiness, and much greater risk of depression and assorted social pathology, notes Hope College psychologist David G. Myers, PhD, author of the article The Funds, Friends, and Faith of Happy People, which appeared in The American Psychologist, Volume 55, Number 1. Our becoming much better off over the last four decades has not been accompanied by one iota of increased subjective well-being. Life is too short for such short-term remedies. We need a cure, not a band-aid. We need something that provides us with a holistic and long-term solution. Minimalism can be that solution. Minimalism is not a deprivation, but a joy. It is about getting rid of excess and the non-essentials and distilling what is essential, that which gives us joy, value, and purpose to our lives, and then focusing on these essentials for optimal fulfillment. We are not just talking about decluttering the excess physical stuff. We are also talking about our mental and emotional states and how they can be improved. We are looking at achieving a change in our mindset and perspective and creating new habits to bring about a positive and holistic transformation in our life.